Yerushalmi Kalayim Daf Mem Dalet. Mission on the bottom of Mem Aleph on the base continues our discussion. What's a halacha kerem? What is the Torah view as a kerem to have all the halachas of clay kerem applied to it? So we already established that you have to have at least two rows with at least five vines growing to be considered a kerem. So the commissioner here wants to know, what about if you have two rows and you have five vines, but it's a combination from two different people? Would that work or not? Would that be considered us or not? Are they mitzarved together to be a kerem or not? So the Gemara Mishnah says, "Anoy teshurachas b'soshal." A person plants a row of vines with his own property, v'shurachas b'soshal kabero, and one vine in his friend's property. Now, what does that mean? It means that the Gemara Fulda explains, the one row you have in yours of three gefanim, and the other row in the friend b'shnei as two gefanim. So it means he owns it, the neighbor owns it, the friend owns it, even though it's a belong shal kabero. We'll see in the Gemara discusses how you can starve for something. How could you mean starve ask for something? Mak for something that's not yours. But we'll see it in the Gemara in a moment. But the Mishnah is telling us, well, you have one row that's yours of three that you planted, and one row of two that's in your friend's, that belongs to your friend. So the question is, what's the halacha? And in between those properties, derech hayoka, derech rab memtza, and there's a private road or a public street, a public road in the middle between these two rows, or Godash Rumunach Masriat Tavachim, oh, there's a wall that's lower than 10 Tavachim between them. Vimar Starfin. Now, Lochi still is them, it's starved together, even though the Kiddush is that they belong, that's two separate people, and there's a row of things separating between them. The Lochi is still considered a Kerem and would still consider them starved together. Now, the Ma'afulta points out, we say this Derech HaRabim, that Ein Echel Me'em Rokav Chesamas. It has to be that we're talking about when none of the streets, the roads in between, are 8 Amos wide, because if it's 8 Amos wide, Eimet Starfin. If it's that much of a separation, we're going to see in the Mishnah in the next line, that if it's already a separation of eight Amos, then Nalacha would be, it's no longer can't starve together the two leaves, the two rows on each side, and therefore that row would be Mafsik between them, it would not be considered a Kerem. But here we have the road, which is less than Ches Amos, and you have it between, even though normally a road, we know it does separates things, Lagabe Zrayim, it separates it enough to be considered, you can plant two different Minim on each side of the road. But here, by Gefanim, by Klei Kerem, the halacha is different. It has to be that it's we consider it as one, as long as it's within eight Amos. If it's more than Amos, then as we mentioned, Mar Fulda explains, then it's not part of it. Now here you have a wall, or you have a wall of, we said, that it's considered lower than 10 Tvachim. It's Mestarev, because the wall now does not help to protect it. Again, even though a wall less than 10 Tvachim could work for Zrayim, right? But not for Kalayim, not for Kalei Kerem, for Kilei Kerem, that has to be at least 10, in order to be considered separate. The Mishnah continues. What about if it's Kavu Asar Tvachim? Ain't a Mestarev. If it's higher than 10 Tvachim, it's not Mestarev, because it's a break. It considers if it's two separate properties. But if Yudas says in Marsan Milmaila, if the vines connect over the top of the wall, even if it's higher than 10 Tvachim, it's still considered Mestarev together. They'd be considered one vineyard. Again, so you have, Mar Fulda explains, where you have the wall that separates, but you put on top of the wall, you have the things going, connected from the vines, continue to grow, and it goes, connects from one side of the fence to the other side of the fence. Then the halacha would be, in such a case, we don't consider the fence as separation, and therefore it can be considered still a kerem, but starve together the two things on either side, with the vines that connect them in the middle, would be considered as if it's one. That's the halacha of the Mishnah of Yudah, and of Yudah's halacha. Says the Gemara. Mariah Akasha. Gemara's mission is mashma that it's a kuli alma, but we have a machlokes in this area. Because Rav Achi boy, Achi had a shayla, let's have the pelika Rav Shimon. Is this mission an argument with the shita Rav Shimon? Because what is Rav Shimon's famous shita is? I'm Rav Shimon, I mean, ain't other makish dovash angel. A person can't go ahead and make something usher that is not his. A person can't go over, the Mishnah discusses, I can't go over and take something, my grapevine, and put it into your property, into the neighbor's field, wheat field, and say that it should become usher. I can't ask for something that I don't have, that I'm makdash davash ein shalo. You're being makdash something in your friend's property that you can't do. So therefore, the chayra, in fact, the Mishnah says that it's usher. The chayra is not like Rav Shimon. Shimon says you can't do it. Rav says we hold that you can do it. That's why it's an isser. That's why it's mistarfos. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you have no raya. Tom, and I'll tell you. When do we say in the Makkos Rav Moshe Lo? When does Rosh Hashanah say we don't do that? Be Ramaka. That's in the case of over there in the Mishnah. But in the case of our Mishnah here, Shalov Shalov Chaver Mustafin, that's what it's been saying. You're not talking about you're going and asking your friend. You're talking about together you're asking. Your vine with his vines together make it an issue that you can't plant Zerayim. You can't plant seed between them within a few amos, within 4 amos. So Mimela, therefore, it belonged to both of them. When do we say in the Makkos Rav Moshe Lo? I'm just going into your thing. I'm going to your property. You have nothing to do here. You didn't do anything. I'm going into yours, and I'm trying to be mix something together. I can't be makish of a shen shalom. But over here, we're talking about where each one is mustaif together. My vines are planted on the corner of the field. Your vines are on the other side of the corner. And it's mustaif together. And both of them together is enough of shir to be kalayim. Chavit should be considered usher. So I said, no, it would not be considered usher in such a case. Because it's not a case of mustaif of makish of shen shalom. Because it belongs to both people together. So that would not be the way the Marfulda explains. This would not be the case of the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah is not a machlokes between Mishnah and Rav Shimon. Gemara Mimani, Rav Mimani disagrees, has a different shot. He didn't say this. He didn't ever say such a halacha that the Mishnah, whether the Mishnah is arguing or not, Tanakam is arguing Rav Shimon or not. Because we know that the halacha, you can't go and knock something at the Kaddish and Shalom. So when it says, Ella, what's the case? That can't be the case over here. L'chayra were telling you that would be taka be considered answer. Ella, what? Ella, makir, I'm Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Zoy. Didn't Rav Shimon say the name of Rav Zeroy? Rav Shimon says that the halacha, you have two different types of field, and you want to go ahead and connect it. So what do? So when I say you go, you plant underneath the field, underneath, you plant a furrow underneath them, and then you could go ahead and you could, that's the case of the Mishnah coming up later. So even if you're planting with another man on the field, but since you can go underneath, you dig underneath, and you have it there, that would not be considered kalayim. That would be considered a separate min. So maybe I'll tell you. When does the Shimon say halacha that considers if it's separated only if it goes according to his opinion? However, a Shimon Aimer and a Makish Dovah Shalom person is not Makish Dovah Shalom. So over here also the same thing. Cain Woman, a Shimon would say the same thing. Can't go ahead and make something closed in. You can't go ahead and put something there that your friend can't go and expand on his border. And you can't go ahead and put something there that would be causing it that he won't be able to plant. You're taking away space from your neighbor because he can't plant towards the end because it's going to be mixed together. So he has to avoid it. So you ain't him like, since you came back to Mishalo, you're considered reliable, you're considered responsible because you can. You can go ahead and close something and take something, ownership of something that's Mishalo. So Mimela, therefore, Shimon still holds you can't answer it. It's still the case over here, you don't answer it. And Amishah is telling you, look, you can't answer it. So we have Machlokes and Mishnah of Shimon. So Lifa Lechaira, Amishah is not contradicting Rav Shimon because you see that the Shimon seems to say that it's considered something as part of it. So the Gemara says, Tama, let's see, understand. Maybe it's not a riot. When do we say that halacha would be? Is in a case when, like it says, when a person goes ahead and you have something that you close in that's not considered yours, so that's considered where you're considered a makas dov shem shalom. But in the case of the Mishnah, where our Mishnah here, where you're going ahead and answering shalom shalom, the middle one and the end one is mustaif together. Let's make them to Yisra to give them a mustaif and lesser to mitzoy to make the thing Yisra kalayim, that you won't be able to do it and make an Yisra karam. Since we didn't say that, maybe also we don't make a chiluk between the ones that are here and the ones that are not here. So Mar says the chiddush would be that according to the time that we're here, she is going to go ahead and make it usher as well. The mitzoy considered all as if it's considered in Yisra kalayim. So therefore, again, it's not a question of makash and shalom. It's mistar from the mitzoy. You're both working to do the usher the middle. It's not your usher and shen shalom. Together, you're working to usher the middle because you're on each sides. You make it usher, and therefore, it's not really a case of Rav Shimon's halacha of the makash and shalom. In the case really simple here, you go and if it could be taka halacha according to Rav Shimon. But you're talking about over here, where you're making it separately and you're mistar from the, you're doing it together to make the middle part usher. That's where we taka be usher. That's where the Mishnah says. We would argue with Rav Shimon's Shita as well. Says the Gemara. That the Wita Loka would be that you have the minimum amount of things that are required to, in order to be considered an Yisra Kalayim. Once I know to stay shoes, what about a person plants 2 rows of vine? Moa says, if there's no Enamus between the 2 rows of vine, there should not be any Zerah there. Why? Because Zman is fine. But now that you're going to go ahead and make that Usher, So then the halacha would be, we go back further. Depends. If you have planted two of Torahs and there's no difference between eight amos between them, you can't bring zera there because lamaisa, we say it's considered one piece, one part, and then you can't do. However, you're slow. If there were three rows, if there's no difference between where you built it from and now, and there's no difference between the first and the second, there should be no dafkamina. So you might say, we can't go ahead and make siddur. That would be a dafkamina. The same thing is applied here. If there's no sheshama between the two, halacha is you can't lay over shem. You can't go plant there. You don't have enough space to go and plant. It would be considered usur. Even though lemaisa, one is considered lechaver, one's yours. If you don't have the space between them, it would be considered usur. Even if the middle, you have three rows and the middle row is destroyed, or you have left the two outer rows, and the space between the different rows is not 16 amas, you can't bring zera there. Because if you go away, you start allowing them to plant there, it will allow you to plant zera even within 8 amas, because it's going to expand further. So the fact that we don't allow that must be over here, you can't go ahead and plant there. So then Mar said, what about the case? A person plants his vineyard to go ahead and ask it at 16 amma. You have a full square of 16 amma by 6 amma, which is a clearly large enough to be considered a carrot. You're allowed to go ahead and still plant zera there, still plant seeds there. That you're allowed to do. Why? Because since they're so far apart, we don't look at them as like you're bordering anything. We don't look at it like it's any kalayim, because they're 16 amas apart, separates everything. And there's no connection to the two parts. So when it says, Allah would be allowed to go. If some person did it, you'd be allowed to go and negotiate. You must be allowed to be able to go by Sheshay Mamma, because that's enough of a separation to be considered separate. A person planted this karam, 16 amas, 16 amas, so you'll pick Basar, Shnei. Suros, the Batzalecha. Mar says, what are we talking about? You turn the, go ahead and you take the branch. Sar, so you take the branch and you turn it around. You turn it around every second row in order to be considered. That it should be considered that you have people there. You have people that are participating. So if you go ahead, if you have it on one side, you go planting an area that planted that's considered the part that's populated, the part that you can, the applied area that has a considered area that's valued. You turn the branches to the other place. You're going to go to the other theater of where you're going to operate. You're going to operate Salem Makam Zara next to the place of Zara. You go plant the thing where the bar, because now that's what you tell you, he's going ahead and putting the branches in a way that's not going to affect your thing. So now you say you want to affect your thing. So, but in your place, you can go for tiri, they'll allow you to do it because but the evid is a bit the evid in this case. But the evid, you'd be able to go ahead and stay in and take care of it. So that would be part of what you're mechuyev to do. So Gemara says, if they came and matir, they were matir it, and they said it was bimutter. They said it'd be mutter. Why? Because again, they said it'd be mutter because if they had 16 amas, so then the look is it's not a carob. Not a problem because you have the 16 amas space. So the Mishnah, Shimon Rav Meir Omer, even if a person planted his vineyard in the three or four rows at eight, when it says mutter, it's mutter. What's the pshat? Because again, even if the Tanakhama says you can't do it, we said before that you can do it. You can do it. And if you can do it, then look at when can you do it? Well, you can answer it based on what you're answering. You're answering that it has 16 by 16, therefore, is enough of a space. So therefore, you also say the same thing. And maybe, therefore, we'll be able to go with Mistarif to make it to see whether it's a din of Mistarif to get it two parts or not, whether it's a din of Kliam or not. So tomorrow, Shemar, we've got Omim. I know the best Kamal Shmanav. If you know this Karamach Manasim, is that considered Mutter? So if the same thing would apply, if you make a system Mutter, so surely the limit that we're going to have to make it that if it's more than 8 amas and less than 16 amas, it's still going to be considered also because we have that opinion in the Dole HaPoiskim. That's what the Mishnah seems to say. In such a case, remember, Omer, Afanotas Karmo, Mutter will be Mutter in such a case because of the fact that you have, even though there's a difference between the cases itself, but since Lamaisa, you're working on using that piece, that would be a problem. Then you would not be able to go ahead. It's not a separation. It would be an Isser Kalani.